the more our trauma triggers us, listen, the more it triumphs over us. We have to take control over what triggers us by getting to the root cause of it, which is thinking that you deserve the trauma that you went through. I've been fighting for my life. I told God, I'm tired of this, Grandpa. And he said, that's too darn bad. Suck it up. Keep fighting. I didn't ask to be the strongest soldier. I don't want to be on the list next year, God. Ooh, I've been fighting for my life with these allergies. My goodness. It's been a whole lot of. But God gets the glory. God gets the glory. I'm still dealing with slight stuffiness, but we're going to rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to clear up by the end of this podcast in Jesus' name. I ain't playing, in Jesus' name. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are tuning in. This is your girl, Tierra Robinson, with Just God Podcast, where we stay sway in God's way. I hope you guys are doing well. We are on segment two, episode uno, one. I'm being extra. I'm excited about this message today because it resonates with me as well. And I'm just excited to share what, you know, the Lord has to say on today. But anyway, the title of this episode will be Triumph Over Triggers. Let that sink in. Triumph over triggers. What does triumph mean? The definition for triumph means to have victory over something. And the definition of triggered means experiencing a strong emotional reaction of fear, shock, anger, or worry, especially because you are made to remember something bad that happened to you in the past. So today we are going to be talking about how to triumph over the triggers of our past trauma. Write that down in your heart. First of all, I wanted to let you know that you are definitely, honey, you are definitely not alone when it comes to being triggered by your traumas, because literally, I had an episode just a few days ago, which inspired this message because, you know, I began to feel defeated and my entire day, y'all, could have been ruined if I didn't know who to go to. Come on, catch it. I knew who to go to. I knew exactly what to do when I started feeling those feelings. I went to God in prayer. And, you know, I had a friend that called as well. Just in time, and gave me encouragement and biblical advice and love. So y'all, it was just right on time. So, but let me get into this message. I just wanted to give y'all that brief testimony that, you know, God is who we should run to. But anyway, in Christ, speaking of God, in Christ, there is liberty, there is freedom, and there is only true freedom in Christ, because you are trustworthy of that freedom, meaning that your freedom doesn't have strings attached to it. It's not counterfeit. It's the real deal. But if you are not in Christ, you are in counterfeit freedom, which just simply means bondage at the end of the day. If it's counterfeit, it's bondage. It's not true. It's not real, you know, because you get that counterfeit joy and that counterfeit freedom. You know, you are controlled by your own fleshly deceived desires. Hold on, wait a minute. You are controlled by your own deceived desires. I think that should be the next episode. What y'all think? Deceived desires. Your desires are deceived, honey. Our desires have been deceived. Let's get some decency in our desires. You know, because, you know, some of us, we be desiring the most deceitful things. Come on with the D's. We've been desiring the most deceitful things, and we, you know, but we're not going to talk about that. That's a whole nother. But I want to be transparent with you guys and, you know, just let you guys know that this is something that I myself have struggled with, and God is still working on me. But I wanted to help and encourage someone else that may be going through the same things that I'm going through as far as being triggered by my traumas. And God spoke to my heart, and he was like, your triggers can open a door that opens up to our past traumatic events. And before you know it, you're going to find yourself walking through the door of defeat, reminiscing on the memories of the terrible things that happened to you, or just the things that you have witnessed happen to another person that you love or know. And it has to come to an end. It has to come to an end, my friend, because the more our trauma triggers us, listen, the more it triumphs over us. Ooh. Let me say that again, because matter of fact, if you got a paper or a pencil, or if you are close to your phone, and I say that because, you know, people may be listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we all out there. But if you are close to your phone, get to that phone and write this in your notes. The more my trauma triggers me, the more it triumphs over me, meaning that it will have victory over us. It will control our days. It could potentially control our character or our morals or our state of mind. You know, you could be having a good day just like I was the other day, and then boom, you're triggered. And all of a sudden, you know, the whole entire day is ruined and you're in a bad mood, and you start treating people, you know, who don't deserve to be treated as if they were the ones who caused the trauma. Now, they could have very much been. Some of y'all got some knucklehead spouses, and you know, or friends, and even if that's true, you know, you don't have to give them any more power over your life or your day. You know, we have to take control over what triggers us by getting to the root cause of it, which is thinking that you deserve the trauma that you went through by defining yourself with how people have treated you. God himself, come on, God did not even treat us as our sins deserved. Come on, Psalms. Psalms 103:10. It says we sinned against him, but he didn't give us the punishment we deserved. Why didn't he do that? Because he didn't identify us with the sin that we did. He identified us as his. Oh, glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad he did not treat me as my sin deserved. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. He did not identify us with the sin that we did. He identified us as his. Make that personal. He made us in his image after his likeness. Yes, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, but God, he would have never gave us the opportunity to live in his likeness through the Holy Spirit, which was given by the death and resurrection of his son, if that wasn't who we were already called to be. He gave us the gift of repentance, y'all. And he gave us the Holy Spirit to change from our evil ways. Yes, we are tempted. I don't know why I'm saying yes. Somebody must be in debate. Yes, honey, we are tempted, and our flesh war against our spirit every single day because of the temptations, you know, that are set before us. You know, he said, you know, before we were born, I knew you, you know. And let me get a little theological. You know, when God made Adam and Eve and everything else on the earth during those 6 days, everything was good. You know, it was splendid. And the birds was chirping. And when I think of the beginning, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I be getting off subject and getting back on it. But, you know, when I think of the beginning, I think of Cinderella, you know, dancing, and the birds and the squirrels, you know, flying and singing, flowers swaying and sparkles. But that's what I be thinking. In the beginning, it was wonderful. It was good. And he, you know, he made man after his own likeness. Adam and Eve were the first human beings on this earth, and he knew them. Why? Because he had himself in mind while creating them. He made man after his own likeness. So long story short, let me get to the point. I promise y'all, this is all making sense. I'm trying to build my case. But long story short, you know, they had children, and their children had children, and they multiplied. So, and yes, you know, God, he washed away the whole entire population except Noah. Keep that in mind. He washed away the whole population except Noah and his family. But Noah didn't come to this earth like Jesus. Come on. He was born, you know, into this earth by two human beings, you know. So to build my case and to give context, you know, Adam and Eve, they had three sons, right? They had three sons that we know of, which is Cain, Abel, and Seth. And Now, through the line of the third son, which is Seth, Noah was born. And through Noah's line, you know, Abraham came and so on and so forth. So that was just the beginning of all nations, according to Genesis and the Hebrew tradition. But anyways, so Noah was in the bloodline of Adam, who God created in his own image, after his own likeness, who he confirmed as good before sin came along, you know, and tried to re-identify us. But also, I don't want you guys just to take my word for it. Go study. Go look at the genealogies. Go search, you know what I'm saying, on your own time. But what I'm saying is that when God created Adam and Eve, they were good, but they were deceived by the enemy. And Noah is related to, you know, Adam and Eve by Seth. He's in the bloodline. So we were meant to be good. Hell was not designed for us. Hell was designed for the rebellious angels, like the demons, you know, the fallen angels. We were not supposed to be, you know, go to hell, you know, and that's why God sent his son for us. So we are meant to be good. God does not see us as our sin. He does not identify us by the sin that we have done, but he has identified us as his. But to get back on track, you know, we are created, like I said, in his likeness. So you are worthy. You are not identified by the trauma that you have been through, my friend. You are not identified by the trauma that you have been through. You are a new creature identified in Christ. Come on. Now, that doesn't mean that you, you know, since he made you in his likeness, that he just gives you a free ticket to sin. Paul said, God forbid, you know, he has grace and mercy on us, but God forbid, he don't want us to stay in sin. He calls us to be born again. So he knows that this person who I'm talking to now, it may be you, it may be someone else, but this person who's hearing this, they know who they are. They are full of doubt. They are full of hatred. They are full of anxiety. They are full of resentment, full of defeat and depression. And this is not who you are. God's saying, come out of that. This is not who you are. So let's stop identifying ourselves by how, you know, how people treat us. Let's stop identifying ourselves by what we see in front of us, because triggers can be caused by what we see and how people treat us. So there's a quote by Miss Lisa Turkhurst, and she said, what we look for is what we will see. What we see determines our perspective, and our perspective becomes our reality. So your trauma is not your reality, but allowing yourself to be triggered by it makes it become a current reality. Like, everything that reminds you of your past could be all around you, but that doesn't mean that you have to acknowledge it. There is everywhere we look, there will be temptation. It doesn't matter where you move to, honey. It don't matter where you live. There is going to be temptations. There are going to be access to triggers, but we have to ignore it. We have to say, get thee behind me, just like Jesus did to Satan. But Lisa Turkhurst, she said, you know, she used a very relatable analogy, and it was about the cars that we find interest in. She said, we began to look for it, and once you look for it, honey, you see it everywhere, which is so true. Like, I could relate to that analogy, because that has happened to me and my husband just like a few weeks ago. We were looking for our dream car, you know, tax season. No, I was just kidding. But no, we was looking for our dream car, you know, trying to buy a cash car. And we looked for a specific car. And before we knew it, it was all around us. And it's not that it just appeared. You know, the car was always there, but we wasn't looking for it. So it was invisible. Although it was all around us, it was invisible to our eyes. And that's the manipulating effect to make the choice to look for something. You know, you'll start to see it more and more. So temptations and triggers are all around us, but that doesn't mean we have to give into it. That doesn't mean that we have to look for it. Don't look for it. If you're not looking for it, you won't see it. Just like that car me and my husband was trying to look for. We seen it, and now we see it everywhere. And now it's like we done forgot about it, and now we don't see it no more. So what you see and what you focus on is important. We can choose to not see it by shutting our eyes from it, by not dwelling in the temptations and the triggers that are set before us. You have to tell yourself that It is not your fault. You are not the blame for what happened to you. You did not deserve the terrible things that happened to you. You also have to mean it from your heart. You have to forgive yourself and forgive others and be forgiven. Forgiveness is a sacrifice, because, you know, you have to sacrifice your feelings, which is, you know, your flesh. And sacrifice is worship to God. And I want to prove that point to you because, you know, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 22, verse 5. So just hold that real quick. But I wanted to tell you guys, you know, when Abraham took his son to be sacrificed, he told the people before they left, he said that we're going to go up here and we're going to go worship and we're going to come back to you. So all that God really wanted was worship, because putting God first before himself, before Abraham, like Abraham put God before himself and his family and his feelings. And that, you know, is a worship to God. Sacrifice. He was willing to sacrifice his son. He was willing to, you know, he said, we're going to go up here and we're going to worship. We're going to worship. So you don't believe me? Okay. Genesis chapter 22, verse 5. And it says, and Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder. Going up the yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. All we have to do is be obedient, and God will provide the rest. A ram in a bush. A ram in a bush was provided by the Lord God for the sacrifice. So it's just, all we have to do is be obedient to him, you know, and you will be rewarded for, you know, by your obedience. So forgiving yourself and forgiving others is a form of worship, and it's a sweet smelling sacrifice to the Lord our God. So forgive yourself and forgive others. It's not about them. It's about you and God. So do it. Forgive, let go, because if you don't, you are going to find yourself triggered by your traumas every time that you have a disagreement with a friend or a family member, or every time you feel alone, or when things don't go your way, you know, you'll begin to say to yourself, I deserve this, and I deserve everything else that happened to me before. And it's like, you're going to get in this pity party, and honey, that's not true. No one deserves hurt and pain. Everybody deserves to be loved. And so as long, but you have to also know, you know, as you forgive yourself and as you forgive others, don't think it's going to stop there, because as long as you live, there will be someone to forgive. Let me say that again. As long as you live, there will be someone to forgive. So rest assured that if it's a problem, it's a promise. If you're having problems by your family, or if you having problems in your life, there is a promise. And God says, you know, to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He will be your, you know, your very present help in a time of need. And I wanted to give you guys scriptures. I didn't just want to ramble. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through a limb. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you, hallelujah, to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Cast your care, cast your anxieties. And the word is so comforting, because it's like he is saying, you're not alone. You have brothers and sisters throughout the world suffering the same that you are. But our faith and our strength and our rest, it comes from God. It comes from him. So we need to seek him and not seek people and material things because they will fail you. They are not for you. So you can't, we're talking about forgiveness. Don't base your forgiveness on how you think someone will respond, and don't be afraid to forgive because you feel like they'll do it again. The Bible says forgive 70 times 7. In order to truly get over your triggers of your trauma, we have to forgive and let go. That's the only way. Don't bury it alive. Bury it and put it to rest. Let it die. And don't let it resurrect, okay? Kick it one more time. Put some extra dirt on top of it. Don't let it resurrect. Forgive, let go, move on, and you will not be triggered. You will not be triggered by those traumas. You know, I know it's easier said than done, though, because our flesh war against our spirit every single day. But there's a way out of war, okay? There is a way out of war. And that way is just to give the war to God, because he will fight our battles. He is for us, not against us. What's that song? This is how I fight my battles. I told you I was stuffy a little early. This is how I fight my battles. You know, pray. Go to that secret place. We talked about that last week. Go to the secret place. You know, because God, he is for us. He's not against us, and he will fight for us, okay? Exodus chapter 14 and 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace, you know? So that means stand still. Be still and know that God is God, and God is good at being God. That's another quote from Lisa Turkhurst. God is good at being God. I wanted to share another scripture with you. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 32. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, come on, but delivered him up for who? For you, for me, for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? There is liberty. There is freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to him. He will give you peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He will withhold no good things to those who love him. All things work together for the good of those who love him. And if you love him, you will keep his commandments. You will do what he says. You know, a lot of people are just out here just for the comfort and you know, the things that God can give, but they don't want to truly give God their hearts. And so God knows. He knows who you are. And he knows if you are real or not. Another scripture I want to give, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. Come on, learn from him, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you are heavy laden, that means if you are always the victim, you know, we will have the victory. One day we're going to have the victory over being victimized. Come on, I'm dropping gems. We are going to have victory over being victimized. We will no longer be the victim. We will no longer be the target for the enemy to trigger us or tempt us with our past traumas. Amen. Amen. Old things are passed away, Satan. And all things, behold, all things become new in Jesus' mighty name. I am a new creature. That's not me anymore. I'm not triggered. I'm not triggered by my past because my past is dead. Like I'm not. That's a part of my story. That's a part of my story, but I'm not reliving it. I'm not going to relive it. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you got something out of this. I hope that you find your deliverance. And I hope that, you know, by the end of this video, you know that you did not deserve the trauma that you've been through. So don't identify yourself in it. Okay. Identify yourself in the likeness of God. royalty, deserving, loving, okay? Because that's how he sees you. And without further ado, I have kept you guys long enough. We are going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just welcome you in this podcast, Lord God. Every ear that hears the sound of my voice today, I pray that you will be with them, God. I pray that you will present yourself to them, God. I pray, Lord, that your peace and your overwhelming love would just cover them, God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they will not be triggered by their traumas any longer, God. I pray that you will give them the strength, Lord, to forgive themselves, to forgive those who have hurt them, God. We pray, Lord God, that we will continue to stay steadfast in your word and in your truth, because you are our firm foundation. And Lord, we seek you, we look to you, God, because when we look to you, Lord God, all of these things will be added unto us. Everything that we desire, not just material, Lord, but spiritual, God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will forgive us, God, for not forgiving ourselves. We pray that you will forgive us for not forgiving others, God. We should forgive because we have been forgiven by you. And while we were yet sinners, you died for us. And while we were yet your enemy, you loved us. And you sent your only son, Jesus the Christ, to die for our sins. And Lord, we just thank you on today. We glorify your name. For you are glory, you are worthy of all praise, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh God, and to that old past self, we tell you goodbye and rest in peace in the name of Jesus. Goodbye and rest in peace. Say goodbye and rest in peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. We will no longer be triggered by you. Goodbye and rest in peace. Peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, that today will be blessed and today will be prosperous, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is all I have for you guys. Stay blessed and stay sway in God's way. Peace.